Hi, this is Mel Allen, editor of Yankee, and I want to talk about a story called Missing Molly. Now, there are some stories that stay with you longer than others, and then there are some stories that never leave a writer at all. One of my very first features for Yankee, now this was in the late 1970s, was about a four-year-old boy named Kurt Newton, who simply vanished without a trace from a remote campground in northern Maine. The hours I spent with his parents then and his sister, as they desperately sought to send a poster with his photo to every single school in the United States and Canada, well, those hours were a mixture of awe at their resilience and yet disbelief that anyone could carry on with such a tragic uncertainty. Now, that was before I had any children of my own. But when I met the parents of Molly Bish, the 16-year-old lifeguard who also vanished without a trace from Commons Pond in Warren, Massachusetts, on the morning of June 27, 2000, now I was the father of two young boys. Everything just became deeper for me as a writer. Molly had been let off by her mother, Maggie, to open the public beach at 10 a.m. When people started coming for the day only 15 minutes later, they were perplexed. No Molly, no lifeguard. What they saw was a first aid kit that had been opened, and that was it. Because Molly was 16-year-old, and when police were contacted, they assumed, well, Molly just skipped out, the whimsical nature of teenagers, that sort of thing. And her parents, John and Maggie, they were not called until 3 hours later. From that moment until when I saw them about a year and a half later, they had devoted themselves to just one goal, finding their daughter Molly. The story I wrote that we published in June 2002 that we called Missing Molly, which they did to a depth that cannot be caught with my words. So when I met them, they were giving a talk to a class of 52 police cadets, and their message was succinct. Never, ever assume a missing teenager is irresponsible. Always assume the worst, and find them fast. Maggie and John had saturated themselves with facts and figures of missing children, and they knew the chances of bringing Molly home safe were remote. But they held on to hope, and they held on to that hope until 3 years later, when on June 9th, Molly's remains were found only 5 miles from their home. A famous police artist had sketched the image of a man who had been seen at the pond the day before. And when Molly's mother had seen him that day, she felt a chill, but she tried to dismiss it, and her daughter dismissed it as well. But police honed in on three men who had been known to have criminal backgrounds, and all had been known to frequent the area, and all three bore striking resemblance to the sketch. But no arrests were ever made. The Bishes, they remain active with a foundation that's aimed at protecting children, and they hope that one day they will know the truth. And I know this truth, that this is one story I will never forget. This is Mel Allen, and see you soon in Yankee Plus.